We just passed the 15th anniversary of 9/11, and thinking back to 2001, there was a lot of fear after the attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. And there was also a spike in hate crimes against Muslims in the U.S., also against people who were just thought to be Muslims. Naomi Gingold of station KJZZ in Phoenix has a story of one of the first victims of those crimes and how his family is getting on.
The day after September 11th, 2001, Rana Singh Sodhi and his brother Balbir were out running some errands. But Rana says,
people yell to us, using F-word and go back to your country.
Thing is, they were in their country. They'd immigrated to the U.S. more than a decade before. The Sodhis belong to the Sikh faith. The men don't cut their hair. They wear it in turbans and have beards. And after 9/11, all their Sikh friends were having a hard time. Rana says they thought,
we need to do something, otherwise somebody get hurt.
So they decided to hold a press conference the following Sunday to tell people, hey, we're Sikhs. We believe in peace. We're not terrorists. The day before the press conference, Balbir went shopping for an American flag and couldn't find one. On his way out of Costco that day, he stopped by a table for victims of 9/11 and gave them all the cash in his wallet, about $75. About 30 minutes later, he was dead. A man who said he wanted to kill Muslims had driven up to Balbir's gas station and shot him. The Sodhis came to the U.S. to escape the violent persecution of Sikhs in India in the 1980s. Like many others, they saw the U.S. as a safe haven.
Have a turban, enjoy your religion, enjoy your life, fulfill your dream. I didn't know that, you know, in America we have so much hate exists until 9/11 happened.
But Sodhi says after his brother's shooting, there was also an outpouring of love from the community. 3,000 people showed up at the city's memorial service. People spread flowers in the gas station parking lot.
That's really opened my heart.
Today, Rana speaks at local schools and events all over the country. He's been featured in documentaries, been invited to the White House. And when he sees people staring at him now, he goes out of his way to say hi and tell them his story.
I thought, this is my responsibility. I think this is every citizen of this country's responsibility to educate their children, educate the community, educate your neighbors.
Especially when hate crimes against Muslims or those perceived to be Muslims are still more than double what they were before 9/11. Rana has had someone walk into his gas station and tell him, you leave or you will die. Another Sodhi brother was killed in suspicious circumstances. Still, he's amazingly positive. One time when he was out shopping, he says, a woman with two kids stopped him and said,
are you the same person I saw you on a PBS channel in the documentary? Then I say yes. And then she says, thank you for educating my children. That's, you know, I feel so good.
Sodhi has a large extended family in Phoenix and has raised three kids here.
I cut my hair literally a year ago.
Supreet Singh Sodhi is Rana's 21-year-old son. And when I meet him, I'm really surprised that he does not have a turban.
I've lived my whole life with having the hair and having the turban and all that. And, like, I went through high school, junior high and all that with that. Yeah, of course there was conflicts and there was people where they would say stuff.
But that's not why he cut it. He says he did it because he wanted to feel what it'd be like to cut his hair for the first time ever. Today, almost none of the younger men in his family wear turbans. I ask him if taking off his turban has made life easier. He says, yeah, but
I feel like just being brown in general is rough living, you know? But at the same time, we've gone through it, you know, for so long that it's just normal now, you know? Even after my haircut, you know, I still get dirty looks from people. I mean, there's no other reason besides my skin color now. Like, I don't wear something on my head.
Last Thursday night, on the 15th anniversary of Balbir's death, around 130 people gathered in the parking lot of his gas station for a memorial service. One woman who'd lost her stepfather on 9/11 even flew in from New York. At the end of the service, Rana Singh Sodhi spoke.
Before the death of my brother, half hour before, he called me.
He asked him to bring an American flag.
And that's his last wish. He wanted to put a flag on his gas station. I'd like to invite Mesa PD.
Everyone watched as two police officers raised the American flag next to the spot where Balbir was murdered. Today, Balbir Singh Sodhi's turban and diary are in the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. For the World, Naomi Gingold, Phoenix.